Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Bob Oakes in Boston. Like much of the country, people in Massachusetts were waiting for the verdict in the Chauvin trial. Some even traveled to Minnesota to join other activists monitoring the trial. More from WBUR's Deborah Becker.
Right.
Darrell Jones traveled from Boston to Minneapolis and was outside the courthouse when the verdict was announced.
People are everywhere. Cars are stopped in the street. You hear the horns on different areas. I mean, it's basically the world coming out. Everybody's coming out. More and more and more people.
Jones has become a criminal justice reform advocate since his murder conviction was overturned after he had served more than 3 decades in prison.
For me, it's the most exciting thing ever because I'm in prison for natural life, and today the first victory that I can really say my people have had, I was home for. That's God to me.
Some clergy here in Boston say they're looking ahead. Reverend Willie Bodrick, senior pastor at the 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury, is planning a healing service Friday. He was organizing it even before the verdict.
I was, you know, holding my breath at first.
Reverend Bodrick says watching the trial has been traumatic. So is the past year of protests over George Floyd's killing.
The cries of the people who went out to the streets in the midst of a pandemic did not go lost on our system. And so we're thankful. I think people are relieved. I think that's the biggest thing people are feeling, relief.
For Boston Police Detective Larry Ellison, it isn't relief exactly, but hope. Ellison, who is on the board of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers, wants to see long-lasting change.
Is it momentary, or is there a lesson here for other police officers who may act in this way that accountability is really going to be the driving the day going forward? We are not to exact revenge or justice on the public.
How Boston police work with the public is something the Reverend Jeffrey Brown is focused on since he co-founded the city's 10-point coalition. That's a group of clergy credited with helping to reduce violence in Boston in the 1990s. Brown, who now runs the group My City at Peace, is planning a virtual conference with leaders from several cities next month about partnering with law enforcement.
People are talking more about this collaborative way of reducing violence, in which you see community groups as legitimate partners, and those who are in police departments who are thinking about reform, they're starting to think about, you know, what a meaningful partnership would look like.
Another founder of the coalition, Reverend Eugene Rivers, is traveling to Minnesota next week to talk with some officials there about Boston's anti-violence strategies.
Now, Boston is not perfect, and it has challenges. But in terms of community law enforcement partnerships, it represents the best model that exists in the country for a city its size.
But even in Boston, Darrell Jones hopes the verdict will mean change.
I know what injustice is, and I've been in them courtrooms. I know how they'll play it. And this time the hand came the way it should have came.
Jones says he'll continue his reform work here in Massachusetts and around the country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.